Wednesday morning. This is your town. This is your station. This is Waitley.
Good morning. It's a tyre fire at North Melbourne. Don't worry about what's been said. Just look at what's happening. Rebuilds fail. Rebuilds collapse because of instability. An exodus in the recruiting department is your football earthquake. So let's walk it back a few steps, shall we? The Kangaroos, after refusing the initial plan for list transition, recognise the error and abruptly declare rebuilds. Everyone buys into the strategy of long, painful list overhaul. The centrepiece of the necessary talent acquisition is the recruiting department. This would be the most stimulating time to be in such a role, a blank canvas to choose the best young talent and aggressively pursue assets that can bolster and ultimately vault the group. The chance and the challenge to build something from the ground up. North Melbourne is two drafts into what you would say is a three or four draft process. I would say four. This is the midpoint. And at the midpoint of construction, the builders just abandoned the site. Why? North's attempt to portray this as the natural comings and goings of employees are betrayed by their very own words. They all bought into the plan together, and it was eyes wide open that this was for the long term. They would all need to stick together to see it through. Either the North administration had lost faith in the construction crew and was content to let them leave, or the workers couldn't stand the increasingly negative environment, the culture of second-guessing and criticism that any tradie, I expect, could sympathise with. At the midpoint, the original plan has either fractured or failed. North Melbourne would like to depict this as a recruiting issue, and that's why General Manager of Football Brady Rawlings is fronting the tyre fire. It's far broader than that. How much of this sheets back to the senior coach is an open question. How much can be traced to the chief executive is an open question. How much the new chair knows about the internal dynamics is an open question. And North Melbourne would do well to address such matters. Because it's easy now. It's in vogue to say that rebuilds are the path to success. And just look at Melbourne and Carlton. Well, that frankly ignores the painful and spectacular collapses that both suffered along the way. The moments of failure and fracture, the instability that eroded the foundations. And those are the very markers that are increasingly obvious at North Melbourne right now.
You can be as good a coach as you want. If you don't have the players, you're going to go nowhere. And that would be my concern for North Melbourne, that the list management changes that they have made and the players that they have brought in have mostly been incorrect. I can't name you one good list management decision they've made in the last 4 years, not one.
A triple walkout in their recruiting department. And this was a culmination of a festering level of dissatisfaction over a long period of time. It was felt that in the recruiting department that there was a total lack of support from those in charge, and also a total lack of communication from those at the very top. There's been a disconnect there for 16 to 18 months. So it was anger that had built up. They quit because they were simply fed up. And for someone like Mark Finnegan, I mentioned, you know, 17 years there, I'm told it's absolutely broken his heart to leave.
Yeah, I certainly haven't heard some of those comments. I've clearly read some stuff in the media that I'm not too sure the source of those comments. And I think some things can certainly be sensationalised, but they're not comments that I've heard from any staff.
I love Nobbs as a coach, and he's created one of the safest environments at our footy club over the last 18 months. There's that much learning going on here inside the four walls, and we all still love turning up to work here at the moment.
I've seen many clubs go through this over the years, and they've come through and been really successful at the end of the day, and that's our plan. You know, I've seen a lot of clubs in recent history that have been in this exact position and are now a very successful club. So that's our plan. You know, everyone bought in to the decisions that we were going to make to go back and get some good draft picks and make some big list transition, and that's what we've done, and we're sticking to the path.
Together, they're not sticking to the path. The moments of fracture and failure and the instability that erodes the foundations of a rebuild. That's where North Melbourne finds itself today.